Welcome or welcome back to Turner Syndrome Talking Tea with your host, Emily Seymour. What I hope for this podcast is, I hope it makes people affected by Turner Syndrome feel less alone. And I hope it spreads awareness on Turner Syndrome because it really needs it. I have a lot of different perspectives on Turner Syndrome in this podcast, from ladies themselves with Turner Syndrome, to mums, to dads, to doctors, a lot of different experiences with Turner Syndrome. So there's something here for everyone. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hi, everyone. So this week we have Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm also wonderful. Thank you.
Good.
So where are we talking to you from?
I'm in Waterloo, Wisconsin.
Oh, USA.
Yep, in the USA.
Oh, amazing. Okay, so I want to ask you a few things about Turner's, if that's okay.
That is great.
What's your relationship with Turner's?
I myself have Turner's. I was diagnosed at 19 when I was in the military.
Okay. So you didn't get growth hormone, I assume, being that
No,
age?
I did not.
That's a shame.
Yeah, no, I did not. And I'm only 4, but I'm 4'11".
Okay. Okay, yeah. So not far off the magic 5 foot.
Yeah, not too far. So that's not bad, especially with no growth hormones or anything.
Yeah. What's the most challenging aspect of Turner's, would you say?
For me, it is the most challenging thing is all the doctor's appointments, to be honest. And with my Turner's, I got the diabetes and the thyroid issues, you know, so those have to get checked on regularly. And of course, the diabetes is an everyday thing.
Yeah.
But I've been blessed with so far no major issues, just the, you know, smaller things like the diabetes and the thyroid. And I actually, on February 9th, I'm excited, I have my first appointment with the Turner Syndrome, a doctor that specializes in Turner's.
Oh, that's exciting.
So I'm excited to learn more and get to know more about it and everything and see where I'm at.
Yeah, that's exciting, because it's just different being with a doctor who knows.
Right there. So far, I've had to explain it to a lot of my doctors. So that's been, you know, I've literally watched my doctors look it up right there in front of me because they have no idea.
I see. I mean, it's really tricky because there's so much stuff for doctors to remember and to know.
Right. There it is. It is.
But yeah, it would be really good when you go to a doctor that specializes in Turner's.
Right. I'm excited about that.
Okay. So what's your most positive aspect of Turner's?
I think because of the struggles that it does create, it's made me more of a fighter and stronger. Because, you know, even with the small stuff like the hospitalizations for the diabetes and stuff like that that I've gone through, it's not, you know, they found me unconscious in the hospital because of my diabetes before, so it's gotten quite scary.
Yeah, oh gosh, that is quite scary.
Yeah, so I think it's made me a stronger person. That's a positiveness out of it. You know, I can get through a lot and I do okay.
Yeah, that's a nice answer, because it does give you an inner resilience, I think.
Right, you know, so whatever can get thrown at me, I'm pretty good at taken. So
Yes.
even if more stuff does come as I get older, you know, because I'm getting into my 40s now,
Yeah.
you know.
So, is there a support society where you are, or do you go to the USA generally?
I actually through the we're actually going to have it posted on the Turner Syndrome Society website, but Lady and I are getting together, putting together a meet and greet for Turners, people with Turners, and it's going to be on the website. We're looking at the last weekend of February, so yeah, so that'll be exciting. And last time, it was before the holidays that we had the meet and greet, and we had about 20 people, and they came from other states even. Yeah, so it was really, really neat.
Yeah, that is. That's really cool. How has this society helped you?
They helped me with getting out the educating me on it, and they helped get the word out for our meet and greets and everything, which is really helpful.
Okay, nice, nice. It's nice to have a bigger audience, isn't it? A bigger backing from
Yes, it
someone that
is.
you know that's reliable.
Because some of those people, they had no idea that they could, you know, that they had support close by until they saw on the Turner Syndrome website, society website, you know, that we were having a meet and greet, and it was their first opportunity to meet others with Turners. And we had children to adults my age there, and it was really neat. And we wouldn't have had that if it wasn't for the Turner Syndrome Society putting that on their website.
What's your involvement in the society? I know you just said about the meet and greet.
That's about all. So I look forward to maybe doing more in the future, but right now that's
Yeah, I mean, that's enough.
it.
Organizing something like that, I imagine.
Yeah, it last time I'm a secretary at a church, so the last meet and greet we just used the fellowship hall at the church, so that was nice. And this time we're going to be meeting at a restaurant, so
Nice,
yeah.
nice. Oh, lovely. What's your most important message on Turner's, would you say?
My most important message, don't let it get you down. You know, just take one day at a time and keep fighting and know that you're strong and you got this.
I like that. I like those messages. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish?
No, I think that's about it. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, you too, Deborah. And thank you for taking the time. And everyone listening, I'll see you next week. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If you want to know more about Turners, go to www.tss.org.uk. And that is the website for the official Turner Syndrome Support Society UK charity. Or you can go back to my first ever episode on this podcast where I explained what Turners is and how it's affected me. So, I hope you have a really great week, and I will see you in the next episode.